You're with SBS Radio.
Wadamuli and welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and coming up now for you, my yarn with Clinton Naina, artist who has his new work, Stolen Climate, on display at the National Gallery of Victoria. Clinton's art on display is for the Big Weather exhibition, which explores weather systems and Indigenous cultural knowledge. And when I was joined by Clinton, I asked him to please describe his work, Stolen Climate.
Stolen Climate was made last year during my time at home when we were locked up in Melbourne for like 9 months. So I had plenty of time to think about work and ideas and how I wanted to express my feelings at that time. And the Kaya and Indigenous Art Fair was coming along, and I entered this work into that. And then from there it went, well, it actually won a prize, the News Excellence Award, Art Award, Queensland. Then it was actually purchased by the NGV, and now it's actually hanging in Melbourne in the Fed Square State Gallery there. And the work that I produce is called Stolen Climate. So basically like an inside story from a black perspective of climate change, so-called climate change. So I was looking at, because everyone, you know, knows about it, talking about it, experiencing it, mm-hmm. and what have you, in ways and what have you. But I thought, where's our black perspective of climate change? Why is our voice not being, you know, heard in this arena of talking about climate change, and, you know, all these different perspectives and people from all different, you know, places of work and what have you, talking about climate change and what it's doing here and what it's doing there. But I thought our voice is not being really heard about this. And so it happened to be in Kaya, the theme was climate change. So that allowed me to actually talk and do something and think about and make work to do with that topic. So I produced this work, and then, as I said, the work now is happening in the NGV for another show about climate change. So it evolved from there, and it's just spread, I guess, further out from that place, from Cairns, now in Melbourne, so and beyond. So that work has actually like expanded in its own life, how it began and where it is now. So I feel good that work is where it is, because it's allowing that voice to be heard and for people to see the other side, the other perspective of Indigenous or the sovereign people's voice about the situation we're living in, the times of climate change, so-called climate change, which I personally call stolen climate, because I believe it's just another, you know, part of what we have been experiencing for over 230 odd years now, or colonization or invasion and all of this. So it's all a part, you know, another layer of that, and everything else that has happened. And because it's a global thing, it's something that is covering the whole world, the whole of the earth, and all of our first sovereign brothers and sisters all over the world are experiencing much the same. We're all in that same boat, so to speak, that we're witnessing and seeing our land being eroded now, and our islands going underwater, our animals dying off, being extinct, and our forests being destroyed, and bushfires and floods and droughts and so forth and so on. And this is our country. This is our land. This is what our ancestors left us, their children, to look after. And I am just one little drop in the ocean. I come from a huge, long history, and also now to pass that on to the future, to the children to come. And we must stand, this is what I think, is together as brothers and sisters, and unite as the sovereign people of the world, and have our voices heard first, because this is our land, our country. We are the ones that need to be heard. We are the ones that have looked after and practiced keeping this place alive and well and healthy. For over, you know, just over 230-odd years, like I said, in this country, has been destroyed through colonisation, capitalism, imperialism, and so forth. That has driven us into this situation. So isn't that stolen? Like our children, our language, our land, our culture, our history, so forth and so on. You know, everything has been stolen from us. There is not one thing that we can point out that hasn't been stolen.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.